see you expected a really tall monk tonight. How does this work? All right. Thank you, Bill. Nice to be here. And I'm sorry that you, you said you're happy that you are not having to listen to Ajahn Brahm's bad jokes for another week. But I may disappoint you with some even worse jokes. This morning I told a joke that even made Ajahn Brahm sigh like her. I might as well start with that then. So every morning in the monastery, the monks come together and we discuss the work that we do during the morning and also other announcements. And one of the monks who does the office work with the computers and stuff said, "Oh, in the office, a USB-C cable has gone missing. Who has it?" Nobody answered, but then I said, "What do you call a USB-C cable that's gone missing?" "A USB saw cable." See, saw? You see it? No, okay, whatever. So that's even worse, jokes, Bill. I'm sorry. Yeah, Ajahn Brahm says that his bad jokes come from his father. Because he's influenced by his father, so he blames his father. I blame Ajahn Brahm. Anyway, let's start with some meditation. We're going to do half an hour of meditation. I'll guide you a little bit, and after that, we'll see whatever words come out of my mouth. I'm supposed to give a talk after that. So, let's do the meditation first. The lights are going out. Meditation. Often. In meditation, guided meditations, start with the advice to close your eyes, which is often very helpful advice. But the other day, I was really restless, for some reason, much more restless than I usually am. And I find it also sometimes really helpful to meditate with your eyes open, because sometimes you close your eyes and you're so restless and it just brings it much closer. So sometimes you can also meditate with your eyes open if you want. It's just whatever you prefer. So keep your eyes open or closed, whatever feels most comfortable. And then just take a moment to arrive here at this place, where we are all together, because we may have been rushing around to get here, may have been working today, and all this momentum of doing things, thinking about things, planning things, this momentum stays in the mind. And so it's helpful to sort of counter that by really acknowledging that you are here and you are not traveling around anymore. Just to really arrive in this place. In this hall with all these people. This is where you are now. We can forget where we were before or where we will go afterwards. This is the only place that matters. And also, take a moment to acknowledge all the people here in the room together. All these lovely people with good intentions to develop their kindness, their wisdom, their compassion, their peace. Just to acknowledge here, we are here together with good intentions. All that matters right now is also only the people here. Doesn't matter other people we might meet later. Just what is here right now. I like to do these kind of reflections because they bring your mind not only into the present place and the present people, but also in the present moment. We're just here in this moment in time. It's all that matters, especially in meditation. Certain sounds that we hear in the present moment, just let them come and go. But stay in the in-between, between the past and the future. Just stay right here. And the beautiful thing about the present moment is that you cannot change it because it's already here. The only thing we have to do is to accept it as it is. Maybe you think it's too hot or too cold, too noisy, too quiet, whatever. Maybe you have pain in your body, pain in your mind. Just all present moment, so we accept it. You cannot change it anyway. What is here and now? And we really make friends with everything we experience right now. Not wishing it to be any different. Not trying to push it away or create something new. Because that is our craving. Craving is just leads the mind to more restlessness and suffering. The opposite of craving is kindness and acceptance. Letting things be. not only can we accept the present moment, we can even learn to love it, to really enjoy being in the present moment, whatever it brings. Because it's so great that we even are here, that we even attempt to meditate in the first place. Just being here is enough. Just by sitting down with the intention to find peace at the start of the meditation. At that point, the meditation was already a success. Nothing else you need to reach or create. Nothing except for kindness and acceptance. And even enjoyment of the present moment. Can really learn to love just being here. Even the sounds, people shuffling around, is great because it's in the present moment and it's part of our meditation. And take notice of how, by just being with whatever we experience, by just letting it be, how that creates peace inside of us. Even if you just have a little hint of peace right now, because of these instructions. Just recognize it. What does it feel like? Maybe some of you think, oh, these are very simple meditation instructions. Give me the vipassana or the whatever. Give me the jhanas and whatever. But this feeling of peace, of just being here, this is a taste of enlightenment. These instructions are not just basic. They go right down to the heart of Buddhism. And some of you will recognize that your mind doesn't always want to stay in the present moment. Maybe your body hurts, for example, and you want it to be different. You might even have ill will, like, I wish it was different. Body, why don't you relax, or whatever. You might think like that. But even those kind of thoughts are part of the present moment. We can be kind to that as well. It's okay to have those kind of thoughts. It's perfectly fine to not be a perfect meditator. If you were a perfect meditator, you wouldn't need to meditate anymore. So whatever annoyances or thoughts or ill will or other obstacles your mind might throw up, they're all part of the path. They are the meditation. And with these reflections, I will now let you meditate for another 10 minutes in quiet. In a moment, I will invite the bell to signify the end of this meditation. But before I do, just remind yourself once more of being here. And just notice what it feels like in your mind right now, compared to the start of this meditation. And see if perhaps any of the instructions were helpful in creating more peace and kindness. Let's now, all of us together, listen to the sounds of the bell, and at the end of the third ring, it's time to end our meditation. All right, that was more like 2.5 rings, I feel like. The first one was a bit too soft. Anyway, now I'm supposed to give a talk, and you are supposed